You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are speaking with Joella, who is currently studying towards a Master's in Music at Auckland University, and she's also one of the three finalists for this year's Graduation Gala Concerto Competition. Good morning to you, Joella.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to kind of begin by asking you, when did you start playing or learning music?
I actually started playing the piano first when I was 6 years old, and then a couple of years later I picked up the violin.
Wow. And did you just kind of like from the beginning know that this was something that you wanted to be doing for the rest of your life, or was it just an interest to begin with?
I didn't actually realize that being a musician was a profession, I have to admit, till I was about maybe 16 or something. But no, I picked up music because it had just been in my family for generations. Like, my dad taught me the violin basically till I came to uni. And I also had piano lessons and did lots of music with my siblings as well.
So you study the violin, like just the violin, or do you also study the piano as well?
So I'm doing a master's in music and I'm majoring in just classical violin.
And why did you choose violin?
I loved the sound and I could do a lot more with it than I could with the piano. And I love with the violin, you can play in orchestras and it's a lot more sort of group based and you can do a lot of things with other people. Mm-hmm. That you can also with the piano, but yeah, the violin just fit me a lot better.
I suppose with the violin, you can work with all the different string instruments as well and kind of have that whole sound that you can create.
Yeah.
And would you like to learn any other instruments? Is there any ideas on that or at the moment?
I actually would really love to learn the bass guitar.
Cool.
Yeah. I got one recently. I just have to start learning it.
I'm sure that it would be kind of easy to pick up because you kind of
I can read the notes and I can understand how the strings would work and stuff. But yeah, it's just really big.
Awesome. And would you like to, with the bass guitar, kind of go along more of like a contemporary aspect of music?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't really imagine classical bass guitar.
I suppose you've got the double bass as kind of the classical version.
Yeah, again.
So tell us a little bit about the Graduation Gala Concerto Competition.
So I believe it's the 10th anniversary this year. So basically there was everyone in the music school, all the classical performance people are eligible to enter. And so we had the preliminary round and the semifinals, and now the finals are held in the town hall. So three people are chosen and they play their concerto with the University of Auckland Orchestra.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what piece will you be playing?
I am going to be playing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, which is a romantic piece. So it's from somewhere in the 1800s. And it's basically one of the biggest pieces written for violin. Yeah.
And why did you choose the Tchaikovsky piece?
It's very, very much, it's just so big and it's very warm and it's technically very challenging.
Mm.
And it also has a lot to do with ballet sort of music.
Yeah, Tchaikovsky definitely.
Yeah. So, I really like that.
And how long have you been practicing this piece for?
I've been listening to it like since I was a child.
Yeah.
And I've been practicing it for a few months now. Yeah.
And what challenges have you kind of come across with learning this piece? Has there been anything specifically?
It's just so long.
Yeah.
I'm just playing the first of three movements, and that itself is 20 minutes long.
Wow.
So memorizing and stuff like that is quite a challenge.
So you have to memorize it?
Yeah, I mean, even if we could play with the music, there's basically no chance to turn the pages either, because both hands are occupied for basically the entire 20 minutes.
Do you have any like flexibility when playing the violin to be able to kind of interpret it your way, or is there a strict specific kind of when you're learning it, when, because I know you're taught by
Elizabeth
Hollowell. Does she kind of guide you and be like, you have to play it like that? Like,
oh no,
do you know what I mean?
She just shares her knowledge, her experiences. But it's very much, I mean, I think music for everyone is very personal.
Mm.
And there's a lot of room for me to interpret my own way, to bring my own tastes and stuff like that, yeah.
Do you have any, like, certain things you like to push through the sound of like when you're playing music?
Yeah, I mean, it depends from piece to piece what sort of fits, but
yeah,
lots of personal things that I like. Like, I really like doing lots of glides in romantic music and
cool. Yeah,
just stuff like that.
And is it kind of nice as well to kind of, with this piece, how you said that you had been listening to it for a long time, I mean, ever since you were young, is it nice to have this kind of like feeling of, oh my gosh, I can actually play this, or I'm learning to play this piece
now?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, when I first started, I was a bit, it was a bit daunting, and I really didn't want to ruin the experience that I'd had listening to it all these years, like in case I was not ready to play all the technical challenges or something like that. But no, now that I can, it's really, really nice. Yeah.
And where would you like your music to take you? Do you have any kind of goals?
I would actually really love to be in an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the sound of like 80 people coming together. And I also love, yeah, playing with other people and that, yeah, that kind of thing. But I also like chamber music, which is the smaller group stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Just being able to play.
Yeah, basically. Just perform.
So how long have you got for until you finished your degree?
Oh, my master's? So I did an early start. So I started sometime last year. And I'm going to finish in September.
Cool.
Because I'm actually going over to Toronto to start another degree there at the Royal Conservatory.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And are you nervous for playing at the graduation gala concerto competition?
I am a bit nervous because I actually remember going to this event. I think it was the first one when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And I know the guy who won played the Tchaikovsky concerto as well, the violin concerto. And I remember it was just like full, the town hall was packed. So that sort of stuff is a bit nerve-wracking because I remember the impression it left on me. And I hope that we can leave that sort of impression on other young people as well.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Joelle, for speaking with me.
Oh, no problem. Thank
and,
you.
And, yeah, I wish you all the best with the competition.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.